Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, Mastering Grammatical Structures for IELTS Speaking Success. As an IELTS instructor with over 20 years of experience, I understand the significance of using a variety of grammatical structures in the IELTS speaking test to achieve a high score. Many students wonder what grammatical structures should be used in IELTS speaking. This article will delve into the importance of grammatical range and accuracy in the IELTS speaking exam and provide you with practical tips and examples to excel in this area. Understanding the importance of grammatical range and accuracy. The IELTS speaking test assesses your ability to communicate effectively in English. While vocabulary and pronunciation are crucial, grammatical range and accuracy play a significant role in demonstrating your language proficiency. Using a variety of complex structures allows you to express your ideas more clearly, naturally, and impressively. Key grammatical structures to master for IELTS speaking. Here are some essential grammatical structures that you should aim to incorporate into your IELTS speaking. 1. Complex sentences. Avoid using simple sentences exclusively. Instead, combine ideas using conjunctions like and, but, because, although, while, etc. Example: simple sentence. I enjoy traveling. I learn about different cultures. Complex sentence. I enjoy traveling because I learn about different cultures. 2. Relative clauses. Use relative clauses to provide more information about a noun, making your sentences richer and more detailed. Example: simple sentence. My favorite city is Paris. I visited Paris last year. Complex sentence. My favorite city is Paris, which I visited last year. 3. Conditional sentences. Demonstrate your ability to express hypothetical situations and their consequences using conditional sentences. Example: zero conditional. If you practice regularly, you improve your English. First conditional. If I have time this weekend, I will visit the museum. Second conditional. If I had more money, I would travel the world. 4. Passive voice. Use the passive voice appropriately, especially when describing processes or when the action is more important than the doer. Example: active voice. The chef prepares the food fresh every day. Passive voice. The food is prepared fresh every day. 5. Reported speech. Demonstrate your ability to report what someone else said using reported speech. Example: direct speech. I love learning new languages, she said. Reported speech. She said that she loved learning new languages. Using grammatical structures effectively. Remember, it's not just about using complex structures. It's about using them appropriately and accurately. Don't overuse complex structures. Aim for a balance between simple and complex sentences. Focus on accuracy. Ensure that your subject-verb agreement, tenses, and word order are correct. Practice regularly. The more you practice, the more confident you'll become in using different grammatical structures. Example from IELTS speaking test. Examiner: how do you think technology has changed the way we communicate? Candidate: well, in the past, people primarily communicated through letters and phone calls. However, nowadays, with the advent of social media and instant messaging apps, communication has become significantly faster and more convenient. Although these technologies have numerous benefits, they can also lead to shorter attention spans and a decline in face-to-face interaction. Analysis. This response effectively uses complex sentences, connectors, and vocabulary to discuss the topic coherently. Tips for improving your grammar for IELTS speaking. Identify your weaknesses. Focus on the specific grammatical areas where you struggle the most. Utilize grammar books and online resources. There are numerous resources available to help you improve your grammar. Get feedback from a teacher or tutor. They can identify your errors and provide personalized guidance. Record yourself speaking. This will help you identify any recurring grammatical errors. Conclusion. Mastering a range of grammatical structures is crucial for achieving a high score in the IELTS speaking test. By understanding the importance of grammatical accuracy, practicing regularly, and incorporating the tips provided above, you can significantly enhance your fluency and confidence in expressing yourself during the exam. Remember, consistency and targeted practice are key to achieving your desired IELTS score. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.